Well, churches are always reminded to use prayer during times of turmoil and conflict. We want to call on God to help guide us through these difficult situations. So bringing all the churches in the world as much as possible together to pray for this situation so that calm can prevail. It also helps those on the ground to know that they are not alone, that there are others who are thinking about them during this time.
Now, some may say, what can prayer do that mediation and political pressure have been unable to do?
We're sometimes amazed, even in our own family situations, when we take the time to say something out loud in prayer or in conversation, how it makes it more concrete and realistic. It also helps to reflect back to ourselves what we may want to happen and helps us to move forward to do that. And we, those of us who believe that there is a God who controls everything, we are calling on God to help control the minds and thinkings and the actions of those who are participating in this election process.
But in a sense, is the church getting involved in politics by doing this?
Well, Jesus was involved in politics. He talked to politicians and tax collectors, and so we're following the examples of Jesus. And we should not think of any institution or processes that are beyond our own understanding of where God is in the world.
What overall role should the churches play in situations like this?
We are hoping that our churches there will do whatever they can to speak to those who are coming on Sundays or participating in whatever church events there are to prevail in the peacemaking activities.
Now, the General Secretary of the World Council of Churches is quoted as saying, "It is impossible to overstate the importance of this election, its fairness, its outcome, and its aftermath." So it sounds like the World Council of Churches is placing a great deal of attention and emphasis on what happens in Zimbabwe.
The World Council of Churches and its governing body, called the Central Committee, approved a statement on the democratic electoral processes. It referred to the United Nations Millennium Declaration that commits the nations of the world to promote democracy and strengthen the rule of law, as well as respect for all internationally recognized human rights and fundamental freedoms. So the World Council of Churches and its member denominations are celebrating the fact that more nations around the world are embracing democracy in order to bring about human rights and freedoms for all people who may live within a particular country, and wanting to protect that as much as possible and to remind us that it is an important aspect of our living in a civil society.